As Florida schools switch to distance learning, districts are planning how to keep providing special services to students with disabilities. That may be challenging in the new digital landscape. I'm Robbie Gaffney. If a student has trouble learning in school due to a disability, they can get an individual education plan or IEP. That plan can include services like speech or physical therapy and accommodations like extra time for tests. Due to the COVID-19 outbreak, schools face potential closure for the rest of spring, and they're trying to figure out how to provide for students with IEPs. Disability Rights Florida's Ann Siegel says it's a daunting task.
I don't think with this short turnaround time that it's feasible for somebody to develop to the level and intensity that some of our clients' needs are, you know, to be met.
Siegel says she's concerned for students who need hands-on services that can't be done online or over the phone.
You know, you can do counseling by video. You can do speech therapy by video, but these are all really just band-aids right now for a kid who needs an intensive program that is a complete full day of school.
Pam Lindemann, president of the IEP Advocate, shares Siegel's concerns. Even if districts come up with a solution, Lindemann says it may not work for every student.
So let's say the county is proposing to do online speech and language therapy. But there are some kids that's just not going to work for. They're not going to watch a TV. They're not going to work with their mother. They're just not a digital learner.
Lindemann says in these situations, districts will need to make up the services a student has missed due to the pandemic. This can be done during the summer, fall, weekends, and before or after school hours. But until then, Lindemann says there's no doubt students will regress.
It's going to be a lot of children who are going to need services made up. And that's going to require a lot of advocating on the part of parents and working with the school districts. And I would not want to be in a school district's position when that starts to have to happen.
Lindemann says once the pandemic clears, districts will get overwhelmed, and making up those missed services will be difficult. Linda Kirshner is president of the Florida Parent Teacher Association, or PTA. She says the pandemic, coupled with a shift to online learning, is shining a light on disparities among communities.
You know, where we're having to really think about families that don't have access to high-speed internet, that don't have transportation for their children. And that is magnified when we start talking about children with special needs.
Kirshner says people can't give up on giving students with disabilities the services they need, even if it's during a pandemic. For WFSU News, I'm Robbie Gaffney.